Everyone, welcome back to Grow, Glow, and Inspire. You already know who it is, but for those of you who may be new, my name is Karina, and I started this podcast as a school project, and I just really enjoyed doing the school project after being really nervous and really afraid, and just, I used to hate my voice, but, you know, little communications class, and a little, challenge from my political science teacher, it just really elevated me to enjoy the podcast world. And I hesitated for a very long time. I actually recorded a few seasons before this season, and I had it out, but I was just not so sure about it. I wasn't so sure about myself. I think I was nervous. I was afraid. And I feel like I allowed myself to not fully grow into what it kind of is now, where I feel extremely more comfortable. I feel like I can be open with you guys, and I can just like talk freely about what it is that I would like to talk about. That's Grow, Glow, and Inspire. It actually used to be the Karina Post. I had help with that name. I kind of used a Google generator, I'm not even gonna lie. And it brought me to the Karina Post, which I enjoyed very, very much. But then I came across bringing Grow, Glow, and Inspire together. And I actually had shirts made before, and people would buy them, and they were very lovely. But again, I kind of took a pause. I didn't know where I was going with it. And, you know, this year I just decided, you know what, like, I have a lot to talk about. There's a lot that goes on in my head. I feel like I've learned so much these past couple of years, through life experiences, through school, through knowledge, through friends, through family. And I just feel like I am, you know, kind of ready to be out here talking to you guys. And for those of you who listen from, you know, the last times, thank you. For those of you who are new to this episode, last episode, whatever it may be, thank you again. I will always be thankful for that. You guys definitely keep me grounded, humbled, and, you know, inspired. So I think that's the point. We're here to grow together. We're here to glow together, and we're here to inspire one another. And I believe that it's really nice when you can inspire yourself. I don't know if that sounds a little weird, but usually what I've been doing lately, once I record an episode, I tend to listen to it. And, you know, some of them I'm like, okay, that's a little cringy, or like, okay, I said that, like, all right, or maybe I can, you know, cuss a little less, or, you know, I am my worst critic in a way, but at the same time, I am comfortable enough to hear myself and listen to myself and like what I'm saying. And I'm like, you know what? I'm okay with that. Like, I'm okay with that. Just, you know, clean it up a little bit here, clean it up a little bit there. And, you know, just listen for those, little moments where you're like, okay, I can do better there. I can do better there. So, you know, not critiquing myself, but definitely listening to where I can better myself. And that's where the inspiration comes in. And I just want to do better for the next episode and the next episode and the episode after that. So again, I just want to say thank you. Thank you for tuning in, for keeping me inspired, for allowing me to inspire myself. And I really hope that through my episodes, I can inspire others as well. Like I said, if, you know, it inspires one person, two people, like whatever the case is, I'm very happy with that. So with that being said, I hope you guys tuned into the last episode, Foolish. And again, it was based off of the song Foolish by Ashanti. You know, she inspired me at that moment. And I just felt like something clicked, and I had to talk about, like, hey man, like, let's not be so foolish, you know, whether it's in this case or that case, whatever the case may be. Sometimes being the nice person gets us hurt, and, well, you know, I feel like that's majority of the time. So we just got to be careful when we choose to be nice, just like we pick and choose our battles when we're going to fight. And I mean, like, fight for something that we love, or fight for maybe, like, should I keep this job or should I not? You know, things along those lines. I believe that it's also important to pick and choose your battles when it comes to love, happiness, and peace. So, you know, our peace is very important. Our love is very important. And if you feel that you're giving your love to someone and they're no longer appreciating it, then, you know, you have your answer. And that's the thing. Like, a lot of the times we have our answers in front of us, but we choose to be blind. We choose to close the eyes. We choose to, you know, pretend like it's not happening. But I feel like that just kind of, you know, makes you or us unhappy or sad or miserable in the long run, you know. So it's like, it's very, very important to be mindful at all times about how you feel, why you feel that way, you know, what triggers are coming out, why you have those triggers. Like, it seems like a lot, it sounds like a lot, and you know what, it is a lot. But that's the point of working on yourself, because you know what, like, no one else is going to work on you but you. As much as, you know, you'll have that, you know, amazing family support or friend support or significant other, at the end of the day, it's your job to work on you in every aspect, physical, mental, emotional. Because if you allow others can definitely mold you, you know, they can definitely mold you, but it's like, why do you want to be a mold of somebody else or somebody's vision of what you should be? You know, when you can be the mold to your own self, you know, you hold the key to your soul, you hold the key to your heart, you hold the key to your mind. So make it a powerful, you know, situation for yourself. Make it the best that you can. And just know that, you know, believe in yourself, always, never doubt yourself. And this is coming from me, like me, I'm big on, you know, self-doubt. I believe it's just that it just comes from a scary place. It just comes from the unknown. But then again, who doesn't fear the unknown? Like, when we are out here doing new things, it's like, we don't know where it's going. We don't know how it's going to work. We don't know if it's going to work. And that's scary. You know, that can be scary, but it's like, we will never know until we take a chance, you know? So I feel like I've taught myself a lot, and I've learned a lot through my experiences, through going for it, through failing, through, you know, just experience. That's all I can really say. I don't want to prolong that too much, but just through personal experience. So it's like, if you have an idea, put it out there. If you have an idea, you know, go get it, see what happens, you know? And if it doesn't work out, at least you'll have the satisfaction that you tried. And it's like, no one else can give you that satisfaction but yourself. So that's why it is important to give yourself all the love, all the attention, all the support that you need. Believe in yourself. Don't let that self-doubt hold you back, because it will hold you back, you know? And like, you think about this, you know, like, the things I say, like, I know some of it I may repeat it in a certain aspect or in like a different conversation, but it's because I believe it's important, and I believe that it's things that we don't think about, because we're so busy, we're so like on the road and on the go. Like me, myself, right now, I'm on the go, right? We're always on the go. And it's like, when do we give ourselves actual time to sit down and listen to our thoughts? Like, a lot of us just push our thoughts down, you know, whatever, I'll deal with that later, like, whatever, I don't have time, like, I gotta push through this, like, whatever. But sometimes it's like, it's too loud. Sometimes it's so loud that you can't concentrate on the next thing, and that's where maybe procrastination kicks in, or that's where your stress levels spike up, or that's where your depression comes in, or that's where, you know, your emotions just are off balance. So when you are feeling off balance, there's a reason for that. And I believe, like, I'm here to push you and like inspire you to like really listen, like, hey man, like, why are you feeling that way? Like, what's really going on? Why is this the trigger for you? Why is this bothering you? Like, does it come from past trauma? Like, have you experienced something along those lines and it bothered you? You didn't say nothing the first time, and then here you go again dealing with the same situation, and you're dealing with it the same way. You're not gonna get a better outcome, you know, if you don't speak your mind, if you don't speak what's in your soul and stuff like that. And I feel like lately, like, I don't know, I feel like I've always kind of been like an outspoken person when need to be, but sometimes I definitely hold back out of fear, you know? This is what I'm saying, like, I hold back out of fear of like, oh man, they're not gonna like what I'm gonna say, or man, what, they're gonna stop talking to me, or, you know, whatever the case may be. But I feel like I'm in such a place right now that I'm like, you know what, like, whatever I say, I'm gonna always try to say it in a way that, you know, I'm gonna try to think about the words. I'm going to try to think about the words, and like, if I'm really comfortable with you, I may not, like, you know, but I feel like I would know for that, on that comfort level or not, because it's very limited who I'm that comfortable with, where I'm gonna be like, hey, yo, like, you know, like, douche, you know, I just throw it out you. But I just feel like there are ways to say things, you know? And like, lately, I think, like, I've been having, I don't know if I want to say like, friction, I don't know. Okay, if you know my dad, you know he already just looks scary from the get-go. I am not afraid of my father. I know growing up I always would get that a lot, like, oh my god, your dad looks so scary, like, are you scared of him? And I'm like, no, I'm really not scared of him. And he is very, you know, strong-minded. He's very about, you know, whatever he feels he's gonna say, whatever he feels is right, that's the right way. Like, he's very in his ways, you know what I mean? He's a little old school, but like a lot of new school, like he's understanding, like he's just a little bit of everything. But sometimes like he just wants to stand his ground and like hop on his high horse and stay there. And I feel like lately I've been kind of challenging that, because you know, sometimes he just wants to like dictate, you know, and tell me what to do. And sometimes like that stresses me the fuck out, you know. And it doesn't happen as often as, you know, when I still live with them, obviously. But sometimes it's like, okay, I haven't seen them, like I feel bad, like, hey, I give him a call and like, hey man, how are you guys doing, just checking on you. And he won't ask me like, hey, you know, like, are you busy today? Like he won't in his mind, she's calling me, all right, what's up, all right, vente para acá, like come over and, you know, we'll eat here, we'll do this. And don't, like, please, I'm not saying this is a bad thing, if anything, like I love it, you know, I'm thankful for it. But sometimes it's like I really have my adult life to live, like I have things to do. And I know it sounds horrible, please just hear me out, just think about how busy you guys are, you know, on your days off it's the only day you have to run errands or to do your thing or to spend time with your significant other. You guys know both me and Caesar, like we're both really busy people, so sometimes when we have downtime, like we just want to do that, we just want to be within our downtime and experience our alone time, whether it's just like us freaking just being home and watching movies. Like that's like the best freaking thing for me sometimes, you know, like just not socialize with anybody, just be in my own space, stuff like that. And this man that I call my father, like, does not think about any of that. He's just like, all right, like, venga se para acá, like, just come over, like, you guys have nothing to do today, like, you know. And I'm just like, oh my god, this stresses me the fuck out. Like, how do I tell him no? Like, I feel so bad, you know. And like, that's, I don't know if this, it's the generational you know, guilt, because that shit is real, okay? Like, that shit is real. Generational guilt, my goodness, like, nobody taught us that it's okay to say no. Like, nobody taught us that, you know, like, if you're doing things without your family, like, you're gonna be okay. Like, we just assume, like, automatically, like, oh my god, like, I don't deserve this, like, my family should be here with me, or like this and that. Like, I don't know, we just automatically feel guilt, you know, guilt. And I don't know if this happens to anybody or everybody or, you know, some of you, but if you understand, you understand and you relate. So like my guilt kicks in automatically and I'm like, okay, here I go. And you know, there goes my laundry day, or there goes, you know, my errands day. And then I'm stuck like breaking my errands in between days, like multiple days, so I can get things done. So, you know, lately I'm just like, oh, it stresses me out. So I'm like, you know what? Like, I'm not gonna allow it to stress me out. Like, I just gotta speak my mind. And like, he's just been, you know, he hasn't been having it, he's been kind of fighting me on it, but I've been fighting back. And like, you know, it's just kind of one of those things where I'm like, you know what, dad, like, I'm a full grown adult now, like, you gotta stop trying to dictate my life. Instead, respect it. When I do have time, I will be here, and when I don't have time, then, you know, give me a call, I'll give you a call, we'll communicate. So my biggest thing for this episode is communicate, but definitely with yourself. If something is bothering you, don't be afraid to speak up. And like I said, there's ways to say things, so be mindful of how you feel, what you need to share with others. Like, it's okay to open up to people, and there, you know, you can be nice, like, you don't have to be rude about it. So, you know, if you feel like you're up for a challenge and someone's challenging you, just be like, you know what, like, I'm not trying to challenge you, like, I don't understand what's going on, but let's talk about it, like, what's going on, you know, I want to fix this because you're important to me. See what I'm saying? Like, there's ways to say it. And when you express yourself in such a way where you're like, hey man, you matter, I care for you, but you know, let's get down to what's going on, you know, like, I feel like people will be more open to you. So, you know, let's continue to grow, let's continue to glow, let's continue to inspire. I'm gonna wrap this up. It's gonna be a nice short crisp episode. I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. And you know, again, I make these so you can think and like answer your own questions, answer my questions. And I hope that it helps you guys in a long way. If you're on a healing journey, if you're, you know, trying to figure things out, I hope that I can help in any way. But with that being said, guys, let's continue to grow, glow, and inspire. Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of Grow, Glow, and Inspire.